Several years before Jared Ramos allegedly murdered five people in the Capital Gazette's newsroom in Annapolis, he pleaded guilty to harassing a woman he went to high school with. Then he spent years filing lawsuits, sometimes without a lawyer, trying to undo that decision and clear his name. WYPR's Rachel Bay and Mary Rose Madden combed through court cases around the state to tell that story.
5 days after Ramos pled guilty to harassing a woman he met in high school, the Capital published a column called Jared Wants to Be Your Friend. In it, writer Eric Hartley describes a, quote, year-long nightmare in which Ramos, initially via Facebook, then through texts and emails, sent, quote, vulgar messages to the woman and told her to kill herself. Ramos sued the Capital Gazette, publisher Tom Morcourt, and Hartley for defamation. Ramos argues in the legal filing that the article portrays him as dangerous and insane. He told the court, it portrays me as some sort of internet predator, and the headline basically says, he's coming for you next. The case was dismissed, but Ramos went on to appeal the decision. But even before filing the defamation suit, Ramos began an effort to reverse his guilty plea in the courts.
As a result of the harassment charge, the court gave Ramos a suspended 90-day jail sentence, a $500 fine, and 18 months of supervised probation. In October 2011, 3 months after pleading guilty, Ramos, through his attorney, filed a motion for the court to reconsider the judgment. A month after that, the guilty plea was changed to probation before judgment. Ramos filed the defamation suit in July 2012. Then in January 2013, a year and a half after he pleaded guilty and Hartley's column ran, Ramos, this time without a lawyer, petitioned the court to clear his record. In his petition, he says the citizens of Anne Arundel County were inflamed by Hartley's columns. In online comments, they labeled Ramos sicko and predator. Two different judges denied his request, so Ramos asked Administrative Judge John McKenna to reassign the motion to another judge. When McKenna denied that request, Ramos sued McKenna. That lawsuit was also dismissed.
The legal battles didn't end there. In August 2014, Ramos sued the woman he originally pleaded guilty to harassing, her lawyer, and another lawyer involved in the defamation case. He sued them for invasion of privacy and malicious use of process. In the legal documents, he describes a conspiracy plotted by the woman, the attorneys, the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office, and several people from the Capital Gazette to set him up in both the courtroom and the media, causing lasting damage. He claims the accusations of harassment and the lengthy legal battles that followed cost him a higher-paying job at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Though Hartley and others affiliated with the Capital Gazette weren't named in the suit, Ramos's court filing questions the journalist's motives and tactics. He accuses Hartley of ignoring statements made in court and of failing to question the woman's motives in his column.
Ramos writes, Hartley was consciously aware of the likelihood that contacting him would have resulted in receiving information contrary to his preconceived false storyline. 3 years after Hartley's column was published, Ramos writes in the filing that he, quote, has sworn a legal oath he would like to kill Hartley, and he still would. Both Tom Morcourt and Eric Hartley have since left the Capital Gazette. Ramos's defamation suit against the newspaper's publisher ended in February 2016 when the Maryland Court of Appeals denied a request to hear his case. A few minutes before he allegedly shot through the Capitol's glass door, killing four journalists and a sales associate, Ramos tweeted about the Court of Special Appeals judge who rejected the first appeal in his defamation claim. Beginning with an expletive, he wrote, F*** you, leave me alone. With Mary Rose Madden, I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.